is off on his dream honeymoon in Italy while he's been gone. We've been running some episodes that we bulk recorded right before he left, and some older episodes that we never aired because of audio issues. I am not the best with audio, but Jeff will be back this week, and we'll have all new episodes on our all new fancy recording equipment. Well, as much of the recording equipment as we still have. I had some personal debts. I had to sell some of the recording equipment. Don't tell Jeff, and don't tell Jeff that I spent all the money. Anyway, this is the last of the episodes with the flaky audio quality. Well, except for the fact that we don't have a lot of audio equipment now. Don't tell Jeff!
Going to this coffee cup, even though it's been empty for the last hour, as though there is somehow now more coffee in it. Like it just appeared.
That would be nice.
That would be fucking great.
Our waitress is terrible at this place, by the way.
That's my fiance.
Oh, I assumed that she filled my water.
Wow.
I guess I don't have to tip
that
her.
That is unbelievable. You should still tip her, especially because you've been talking this nonsense about her. Just slip, you know what you do is every time I say something bad about her, I slip her like $4. Tends to smooth things over. Welcome to We Have Concerns. I'm Anthony Carbone.
And I'm Jeff Cannata.
I don't really treat my fiance like that. That's a terrible thing to say.
No, it's more like $6 or $7.
Yeah. I'm a good tipper.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Robot suits.
What? You had me at robot suits.
That's literally all I said.
And you had me.
Daewoo, who is known here in the country for making cars that feel like they're going to fall apart once they reach 40 miles an hour.
Right.
They're also a very large manufacturing company in Korea. They make mostly like ships and shipping, right? That's what they're mostly known for, is making giant ships. They have been testing over the last year exoskeletons for their workers.
So that when their car disintegrates, you're not injured as badly?
Yeah, so you can just tuck and roll. Or the car disintegrates around you and you just start running as the floor comes apart.
I would pay to see that.
Oh, I would love that.
It's like, oh, here comes that Daewoo. Oh, God, it looks wobbly. Holy shit, did you just see that?
It's all right, guys, I'm okay. Daewoo! Run that commercial. I don't know if I'd buy your car, but I'd like to watch the commercial. So they've been testing these exoskeletons that basically allow their workers in the shipyards to lift things that are heavier than they could lift before.
Okay.
How crazy is that?
So we have cyborg humans lifting things, and we're using that to load ships.
Yeah, carry pipes and scrap metal around, things like that.
Pipes and scrap metal
around. Basically.
All right.
Feels like they're not dreaming big.
I really feel like the Daewoo folks could go farther with that.
Well, you're going to feel even more that way when I tell you about these exoskeletons.
Okay.
They basically allow you to lift 70 pounds without effort. So they
lift 70 pounds without effort already. I mean, little effort, I guess.
La-di-da. Jeff Cannata.
I don't know if you noticed.
Whatever,
but
dude. You don't need to brag. It's not a thing. Yeah. It
70 pounds.
It turns 70 pounds into zero. So anything you can lift, plus 70.
Feel like, how much do these exoskeletons cost?
Right? Hey, why bother? Really? You're gonna build an exoskeleton for 70 pounds?
Or maybe they just have really lazy
Now,
employees.
Thanks to this exoskeleton technology, you can carry your groceries up the stairs.
Yeah.
If there's something to be said for dreaming big in the sciences.
I mean, I dig it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of an exoskeleton. I just feel like the tensile strength should be perhaps cranked up a notch.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what's funny is the workers said the same thing.
The workers are like, eh, it's all right.
The workers said two things. They were like, number one, they kind of don't move fast enough. I'd like it if they moved a little faster. And number two, why am I not like lifting cars over my head? Why am I wearing this thing? It's basically...
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to do. They're like walking over to the Daewoo and they're like... Hurr!
Can't even lift a Daewoo. Daewoo weighs 85 pounds.
Hey, Randall, we got the exoskeleton. Why don't you just jump right in that?
My dreams come true.
Oh, man, that looks awesome. Okay, we're going to start loading stuff into you just hop
in. Look how massive my robot arms are.
You look rad, man. We're just jump in and help us anytime. We're going to load these in.
Yeah, sure.
Randall, just load the... We're all loading... Did you turn it on?
Yeah. How heavy is this?
It's 90 pounds.
This is bullshit. Get me out of this thing.
Okay, I mean, it's just, oh, God. Oh, God, I don't know.
Just get me out of it.
I'm trying to. It's, it looks more complicated than I thought.
Fred, get the fucking thing off me.
I'm trying to. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh, God. It's got a mind of its own. Run, everybody. It's attacking.
Oh, that didn't barely even hurt at all.
No, get out of here. It's going to kill us all.
It's got me, I guess, but I can just kind of walk away.
Run from it.
You know, I don't think that it's really not.
I'm coming right at you and I can't stop it.
All right, okay, I'm just going to take a couple steps backward and it's you know, we're going to head to lunch. We'll
I guess just go to lunch. Wait, no! I'm heading right for those children! No, wait, you still have time to go to lunch. Go to lunch.
We're gonna go to lunch.
Go to lunch and then come back and stop me from killing these children.
Yeah, it's cool.
Pick me up a sandwich.
I just feel like if you're gonna build an exoskeleton,
yeah,
it's got to be potentially dangerous to everyone. Don't you think?
If you're building a robot suit and it can't rampage.
Yeah, it's gotta be able to rampage.
You know,
That's like day one, day woo. Come on.
This is like the government safety guidelines for a robot exoskeleton, right? I mean, this is like Tony Stark coming to the government and being like, "I've created the Iron Man suits." Okay, but we're a little worried about what it's going to do to the children. So what we need to do is we need it to have regulators that are going to cut off the repulsor blasts. Ooh.
All right. Okay, I can do that. But I can still, like, pick up a boulder and throw it across
We'd like it if maybe you could pick up, like, a stack of newspapers, like a pallet of textbooks and bring them to a school.
But, okay.
And then the other thing that we'd really love for you to do is we're looking at the jet boots.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Yeah, we'd really like it if you couldn't go over 37 feet with those. 20 feet still in the school zone.
Ooh.
And then maybe, like, after 10 p.m. you can't use them at all because they're a little loud?
I can still zoom at, like, 90 to 110 miles an hour,
also
right?
We also would like it, the sonic booms when you're flying.
Oh, yeah, those are rad, huh? Everybody knows
loud.
I'm coming. It puts fear into the hearts of the enemy.
We think that you shouldn't be able to go faster than a car going the speed limit. Just because... Why should you not have to follow the rules of transportation? Oh my God, a robot squid is attacking the city! Quick, get Iron Man, the government edition!
Here I come! I'm gonna get in a car and drive closer. Let me borrow your Daewoo.
Taking out the entire city block!
Just get in this Daewoo. Oh, all got it disintegrated. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Tony Stark, industrialist and hero, has died.
Along with 95% of the city from a mechanical squid attack.
I just think much better. Like, Raytheon is making those government exoskeletons, and they can lift, like, crazy amounts of weight.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's
NASA
the thing.
Has that exoskeleton that helps... that helps astronauts lift.
Yeah, I put that on, actually.
No.
Yeah, when I went to Houston.
Shut your dirty fucking mouth.
I did. I have pictures of me. I can show you me wearing it.
I hate your life.
It wasn't powered on, though. They wouldn't let me power it on. But I'll tell you, it did feel amazing still. But they wouldn't let me actually use it.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid.
That's stupid. Why wouldn't they power it on? What was the
government regulations, I think. You know, they said that actually I wasn't allowed to actually feel what it was like. But they're using
it because it would be too hard
amazing.
For you to go back
yeah,
to regular life.
They've had people that they needed to talk down from the highs of.
Yeah, people have used this exoskeleton in the past. We've allowed reporters to use it, and what happens is they spend the rest of their lives in depression drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they had a taste of superpowers.
yeah. Though they could tell that I wouldn't handle the wicked come down of that kind of high. But here's the thing. I don't mind not being able to lift a lot with an exoskeleton. I want to lift more, let's be honest. I want to be able to toss cars to and fro.
I want to lift more just regardless. You know, that's my goal.
But better
just
than
really
that,
bulk up this year.
Yeah, you should.
Thanks,
you get
man.
On that. Better than that, I want to jump.
Yes!
Jumping far. That's where when I put on that suit at NASA in Houston, because the legs are connected to your legs, and when you walk, it's like it is RoboCop. It literally goes whooch, whooch, whooch. I was like, I could just jump out of this building right now if I wanted to. I know I could. If they just turned it on,
I could just leap forever.
Yeah. Oh, I just never stop leaping. All of a sudden, I'm Mario.
That's what I want, right? Like, that's what I want. Like, the super strength is cool. Oh, but yeah. Man, I just want to
leap tall buildings in a single bound.
That's it. That's the whole thing. I want long fall boots.
Yeah.
You know, like in Portal. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about that mobility.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, lifting stuff is cool, but that's really where it's at. And that's when you're in it, that's how you feel. You want to be able to just jump. But I guess they're doing it more for people that have suffered horrible spinal injuries and need assistance walking, which would be awesome.
Well, why shouldn't those people be able to jump?
Because you imagine, that's a good point.
Why shouldn't go all the way, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your intended outcome for this exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Everyone, like whoever gets it.
Then you'd be giving yourself a spinal injury just to get that.
No, I want you to hit me in the spine as hard as you can.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I want you to hit me in the spine as hard as you can.
All right, let me put this exoskeleton on. I'm going to hit you with this.
Whoa, wait, whoa, no, wait.
No, but can you imagine?
Let me just borrow your exoskeleton. You didn't tell me you had an exoskeleton. I was not operating with all of the information.
You told me to hit you in the spine as hard as I could. This is as hard as I can if I wear this.
My brother was in a car accident, and he is now in a wheelchair. Don't just give him the suit to walk.
Right.
Suit to kick walls down.
There you go.
If you're making the suit right now, give him the suit. Let's just make the best suit for all possible situations.
Yeah, crank it up to 11.
Whether it's a military suit, God, how crazy would that be if they made a military suit and then they just put like a limiter on it? And then there were just people modding their...
You know you can mod this bad boy.
Oh, my God.
You know you can crank this bad boy up to like 130 miles per...
God, I would love that.
It's real easy, bud. You can just pop... And all of a sudden, Gatling gun shoots out of your arm.
Holy...
You wouldn't think they'd put that in there, but it's just this little limiter. That's all it's all it's got. You just pop it out, Gatling gun.
But now...
Rocket launcher.
Explain to me why...
Phaser beams.
They didn't take the phaser beams out. Why are they just using a soft...
They put this little limiter on there. It's actually more work for them to remove it than it is to just leave it in there.
Oh, because the factory's already just set up to put Gatling guns on.
Yeah, you know, you got the Gatling gun part of the assembly line. Those people are good people. They need a job. They can just not put Gatling guns in stuff.
You're right. I would injure myself on purpose. You're right. Now that we've gone that far with it, you're right. To get a robot suit. That's the thing. I would give up my humanity to be permanently part robot.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I probably would too. Just put it in my neck. Whatever it is.
Whenever I read a comic book and it's like Vision or Metallo.
Yeah,
and they're always,
Cyborg.
Yeah, and they're always talking about how they can't feel anymore. Oh, yeah. I can't feel. All I'm saying is just shut your fucking mouth and shoot your eye lasers out of your eyes.
Yeah.
I just want to know what it's like to hug somebody again. Fuck you. I am going to kick down a wall.
Yeah.
I'd do it. I'm not even thinking twice. Would you?
There's only so many walls you can kick down until you need a hug, dude.
Do you know how many walls there are?
A lot of walls.
And I could kick down most of them before I needed a hug.
It's true. I'm sure you could. You could be a wall-kicking motherfucker.
Dude, what would you give up for robot powers?
What wouldn't I give up for robot powers?
What's the line?
Yeah. I don't know. Your capacity for love and empathy, probably, in a second, a heartbeat.
Yeah. So let's do this. Your legs are gone and they're robot legs. Cool?
Better than human legs.
Yeah, so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm oddly tempting fate by saying this.
Are you ready?
It's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Everything from feet up to neck.
Do I still have human penis?
Robot
penis?
Robot penis.
Works better?
I mean,
not that it could work better than the penis I've already got. Let's be honest, I have a pretty awesome penis.
You're getting weirdly Brocky during this episode. You're getting a little Brock on this one. I'm going to ask you to tone down the Brockiness. But no,
listen, you gave me a zone. I just worked within that zone.
You can have sex, but you're not going to feel it.
Oh.
Physical feeling is gone, right? You can't feel a hug.
I don't know. That's a rough one.
Everything
that's
neck
tough.
Down.
I don't know if I could do that.
It's not rough. I did it. I just did it.
In my head, I just did it. You did it. Kicking down walls better than
head,
sex. You just said that. You, your words.
Now remember that I can still have sex.
But you don't feel it, so what's the point?
There's another person there. You selfish bastard.
What's the point? There's a lot of people in that house that you kicked down the wall of. You don't think about them.
In my head, they're all bad people.
Well, I only have sex with bad people.
I'm using the Zack Snyder Metropolis philosophy. Where it's like, oh, that skyscraper was probably a bunch of jerks. The one that Superman punched throughout. Yeah. Now, here's an interesting thing. Let's go even further. It's just my brain in a robot body that looks like me. How does that feel to you? It's no longer even your head. It's just your brain in a fully robot body that looks like you.
I'm ready to do it. It's that I can not.
You still have no feelings. You still have no feelings.
But I like my feelings.
Physical feelings are gone.
Well, I like my brain lives forever. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I'm digging on that. I like feelings, though. I like my feelings. Especially around the crotchular area.
Now, I think you still have a brain.
Yeah.
Right? Your brain is still functioning. I guess nervous system is gone, but it's replaced with a robotic nervous system that gives your robot brain some sort of feedback that allows you to know what's going on. Because you do have to know when you're
gotta
in
know.
Danger, you know.
Yeah, gotta know. Gotta know if you bump into someone.
So your emotions will not be based as much on lizard brain anymore?
Yeah. You're working on a higher state. You're more considerate. You're
Are you?
Maybe you aren't. Maybe you aren't.
What do you think happens to you when you remove lizard brain? When you remove
fear.
The fear, the hunger.
Right.
The things that inform all of your rational decisions before you even realize they're informing your decisions.
So what you're saying is you might not even enjoy kicking in the walls anymore. Because
pure
visceral joy.
I wasn't saying that, but you're right. That's what I'm saying.
The pure visceral joy of kicking in walls gone. That's lizard brain time. I think we just Twilight Zoned ourselves. I think we gave up the one thing that would make it worth giving up.
Oh my God, be careful what you wish for. I made a horrible mistake. Okay. So how robot would I be? Now that we've just done this thought experiment. I gotta scale it back because I need a human nervous system.
This is, you know what? I bet those scientists went down the same path and they scaled it all the way back to 70 pounds.
That's it. That's what the Korean scientists did.
They were like, we could do it.
They were like, listen, we started listening to this podcast and we were like, what's the over under? At what minute are they gonna come to their senses about this?
They're like, oh, they'll get there. They'll get to where we got 12 months ago. We figured it out, guys. 70 pounds is the actual Venn diagram.
Anything over 70 pounds of assistance and you stop enjoying sex.
You fly too close to the sun. That's what it is.
You don't laugh at comedies anymore. You can't taste a steak. Anything over 70 pounds.
That's the cutoff point.
71 pounds and all of a sudden you don't enjoy life and you're a killer robot.
Thank you, Daewoo.
Thanks, Daewoo.
Thank you for figuring that out for us.
By the way, this week's episode brought to you by Daewoo.
Daewoo.
It's a car? I'm sorry, there was no interrogative at the end of that. Daewoo, it's a car. It's weird that they didn't make it go up at the end like a question. Because I don't
naturally would do that. Yeah. Hmm. It's very strange.
Okay, so now that we've figured that out, I need my nervous system. I would do some sort of Wolverine skeleton with some sort of maybe...
Wolverine skeleton doesn't help unless you have healing factor also.
Yes, it does.
Why? Can't break a bone. Big whoop.
That's a pretty big whoop, dude. As far as whoops go, not being able to break a bone is one of them. Listen, metal skeleton.
Yeah.
Some sort of graphene or carbon fiber reinforced muscle fibers, right?
Okay.
For a little more durability there and maybe a little more. And then I guess your joints are still the weak point in that. But
joints are a problem.
That's still a problem. But I'm, you know, maybe not as much of a problem. But then everything else kind of human.
Rocket feet,
sure. Like rocket feet, I don't think we...
No, you haven't touched on yet.
Skin?
Augmenting your brain.
Oh, because we all know that I would do the hell out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Increased memory capacity.
Yes.
Cognitive.
Yes.
Performance.
Because here comes the question now. If you upgraded maybe the more logical parts of the brain, augmented those, kept the emotional parts.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that keep you... What part of... Because this is the big question that neuroscience is trying to answer right now. What part of the brain is you?
Right.
What can we add to Jeff Cannata before we get rid of Jeff Cannata? What part of the brain is that?
Can I stick with penis?
Fucking Brock life. But that's the thing, is like maybe we want to, you know, kind of increase certain things about the brain, but not all of them, because right. we want to keep our personalities in check. Maybe it's time to let go of our personalities as we see them. Maybe it's time to evolve into whatever this next thing is and see what a human personality is like then.
Yeah,
Maybe getting rid of all of these emotions is only scary to us because we've never lived without emotions, and that seems alien to us.
It does seem alien, but
I do want to enjoy bashing down walls.
So yeah, that's the key. Let's start there and work outward.
That's what we want. Science, what we want to know is, how much can you change me...
and retain my joy of bashing down walls.
Yeah, when I still like to break shit. just have sex and break shit. If I can hold on to those two things, because, you know, that is really, like, when I meet people, tell me a little bit about yourself. Well, I like to have sex and break shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, we have a lot in common then. Yeah.
Cool. Why don't we go out and break some shit and then bone? That's how I met all my friends.
Oh, man.
That's everybody.
I really like to do it the other way around.
Hey, whatever you're into.
I'm glad you're flexible.
As long as we can switch off.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
I think exoskeleton's probably the way to go to retain humanity, but I would really love to have all that stuff built in.
Yeah, I think that exoskeleton, there's a point at which you're like, I don't ever want to get out of this.
Yeah.
And then at that point you go, well, let's figure out ways to graft it right on, baby.
Right on.
Yeah. And then there's you're inches away from just, why do we even need a suit? Let's just... replace shit.
I would keep brain and nervous system, and everything else could be robot.
When you're more machine than man,
yeah.
Now, do you retain a humanoid form, or do you just go all, like, now I'm a tank. I'm a tank body. I have a tank body with a brain in it. Or I'm a jet. I'm a fighter jet.
I would like to be a robot centaur. I'd like to be a majestic half man, half robo horse. Horses are beautiful animals. They're just beautiful creatures.
What? If you're a robot centaur, there's no way you're not going to enjoy knocking down a wall.
Please. Front legs, with your hind back quarters. Legs. That's my final answer, robot centaur. All right. Majestic, beautiful robot centaur.
X gets a square.
All right. What would you guys do? How much of you would you allow to become a robot? Let us know. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can also let us know if you've seen something interesting that you want us to talk about. You can do that. You can suggest it at wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. Apparently that Tumblr wasn't letting people leave links.
Oh, no.
Anyway, leave us some interesting stuff, and we will cover it here on the show. Thanks.